This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. On June the 12th, we're going to be down at the Twilight 5K, which is also, coincidentally enough, giving his gorgeous day in the area. And ESPN Ithaca this year is partnering with Girls on the Run to help local Tompkins County girls get the chance to feel confident, empowered, and healthy through this really, really great organization. And joining us to talk about it is Executive Director of Girls on the Run, Danielle Fleckenstein. Danielle, thank you so much for the time. What is Girls on the Run?
Girls on the Run is a after-school program for girls in third through eighth grade. And what makes our program so special is each one of the lessons that the girls have throughout their 10-week season focuses on different aspects of their emotional development and focuses on things like confidence and competence and caring and peer interaction. But while we're doing all of that, we are integrating running and other physical activities during each practice. So over the course of 10 weeks, the girls build up, and at the end of the 10 weeks, they participate in a 5K. For us, the 5K is not only symbolic for, wow, look at what you just did. You started not running, and now you can run a 5K, but also to show the girls you can use this and apply this lesson to anything in your life. You can, if you put your mind to something, you can really, you know, conquer something that you maybe didn't think was possible.
How did you get involved in being a part of Girls on the Run?
I actually started as a parent. So I have a daughter who is 11, and this is her third season doing Girls on the Run. So I originally found out about it through her school and her interest in wanting to just see what it was about. And it sounded like a great program. And as I've become more involved as both a parent and now as the executive director, it is still amazing to me every day the more I learn and the more I hear from other parents about how much these lessons, which as adults sometimes seem like concepts that, hey, yeah, it sounds good, but when you really see it taught to an 8, 9, 10-year-old, you know, how to set boundaries, how to feel good about yourself, and then you see it come into play throughout the 10 weeks and then all the way through to the 5K. It's really just an amazing process.
I love it. Danielle Fleckenstein joining us here on BTL. She's the executive director of Girls on the Run. I feel like that is the perfect age for these young girls to develop in so many ways, whether it's athletically, whether it's with feeling confident and joyful and healthy. It just is the perfect age for them to really start developing all of that.
It's really giving them skills that are relevant both today for what they're going through in their elementary life, but then skills that they can take as they get older. And some of these challenges, especially when they get to middle school and high school, these social issues come up. They are hopefully armed with some techniques to handle those challenges head on.
Well, obviously, this is an organization that serves various counties here in New York State. And obviously, the goal is to try and get things up and running here, basically, in every single school district in Tompkins County, right?
It's a lofty goal for sure. And we do have a few sites currently in Tompkins County. But our hope is that, especially through the Giving Is Gorgeous Day and participating in the Twilight Run, we will bring more awareness to who we are and what an awesome organization this is, because there is no girl that won't benefit from participating in Girls on the Run. And so hopefully with the help of people in the community, we're going to be able to do that and bring that to more schools in the area so more girls have this opportunity to participate.
Why do you feel like this is the perfect match for the organization to have a part of Giving Is Gorgeous Day and the Twilight 5K on June the 12th?
Well, we've always had a strong relationship with Finger Lakes Runners Club. They've always been a big supporter of our program and our teams in that area. And then because of that, we've participated in the Twilight Run in the past. And when Giving Is Gorgeous Day happened to fall on the same day as the Twilight Run, and, you know, we already had that relationship with Fingers Lake Runners Club, it was kind of just this perfect little thing that completely unplanned worked out, that all the stars lined up and it was became this really great opportunity for us to really put this organization in front of a community that is obviously very charitable, but is also very interested in running and interested in the success of their youth. So it was kind of this perfect marriage of all these things that have just coincidentally worked out, but I think are going to work out for the best and work out for everybody.
Executive Director of Girls on the Run, Danielle Fleckenstein, joining us here on BTL. How can people support the organization leading up to June the 12th?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to be involved with Girls on the Run. Obviously, financial support is great, and it helps fund programs and fund girls that might not otherwise be able to participate. Mm-hmm. So you can participate in Giving is Gorgeous and make a donation to Girls on the Run. But if that is not something that's, you know, feasible right now for you, we have lots of other opportunities. We are always looking for volunteers, whether it's helping out at a 5K or even coaching a team. All of our teams in our council are run by volunteer coaches. So that means if you want to be involved, there are plenty of opportunities for you to do so. Whether you have children in school or you don't, it doesn't matter. We have people from all walks of life and all stages of their careers or parenting careers that get involved with the program. And we always seem to be able to match them up with a site or location that could use some extra help.
That's awesome. If you want to go donate and fundraise leading up to Giving is Gorgeous Day and the Twilight 5K, givingisgorgeous.org. You can find Girls on the Run there. You can also find Girls on the Run at GOTRUpstateNY.org. Danielle, thanks so much for the time. It's a really great organization that you guys have going there, and looking forward to seeing you on June the 12th, okay?
Thank you guys for your support. We really appreciate it.